WPHF. He's live and local, talking Port Huron news and sports. It's Paul Miller on WPHM.
12 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, another beautiful day today, mid-70s expected, lots of sunshine as well. Getting very close, not to just spring. We're in spring. It's almost summertime now, and time to think about summer programs, including one at the Woodland Developmental Center, where Rory Ayotte is a social worker. Rory, good morning.
Good morning.
The Lynx program at Woodland, what is that?
It is a program that we have. This is the third summer for the Lynx program, and it's about creating connections with a diverse group of students and ensuring that all students are acknowledged for what makes them different. And what it is, it's a peer-to-peer support type of program. Mm-hmm. We at Woodland Developmental Center have about 170 students who have different levels of developmental disabilities. And so this gives an opportunity for some of the students from local school districts to come, volunteer their time, make friendships with some of our students, and give good interactions for both.
Yeah.
The students from the locals and our students. So it's a great program.
And a win-win, as they say,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because it's great for the students who are at Woodland and great for the students to come in to work with them as well.
Yes. And I just inherited this program because I'm the new school social worker. So I have big shoes to fill from Lisa Kane. And so with this being the third summer, it's underway, and we're looking to enroll new Link students.
So how do students get involved?
Well, we have about 40 that are returning, and they'll be on Tuesdays and Wednesdays coming in throughout the summer. And then new students that are interested in becoming links, they can go on our RESA website, and they can look it up. And it has all my contact information. Mm-hmm. They have to submit two letters of recommendation from their school and an essay of one page or less about why they want to be a link. And then all the application process, and they'll get placed in a classroom.
The fact that you've got 40 students returning says something about the program, doesn't
it? Oh, absolutely, yes. Yep.
What kind of things do they do during the summer?
Summer's pretty laid back at Woodland. We are there pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays throughout the summer. It's more July and August is when the program runs, and the students will, the Link students will mm-hmm. come in, and they'll be a part of, the normal everyday classroom, but they do a lot more fun stuff. They go out into the community. There's a beach day. There's field day. There's just a lot of fun activities. And so they get to help with that and be a part of just the everyday type of mm-hmm. thing.
What age students are you looking for to participate?
7th to 12th grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And do they have to be from area schools? Could they be homeschooled?
Homeschool is allowed and from St. Clair County area schools.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And again, just go to the website?
Yep, the RESA website. It was just posted, I believe, on Monday, and it has all of my information. It gives a rundown of what the Link program is.
This would be great for students, regardless of what field of study they're interested in, or they don't necessarily have to be going into social work or special education.
Right.
It's just a great experience for them.
Right, and they link them with the physical therapy department, occupational therapy, speech therapies, our gym teacher, music, art. So it's pretty broad. I mean, anywhere from social work to the medical fields.
Yeah.
We have a nurse on staff as well. So, we have pretty much everything at our program.
It's got to be fun to witness the coming together of these students.
It is. And we do have some students that come into our school during the school year who are homeschooled. And it's a great thing to see. And our students love it. I mean, kids are calling and saying, can I come back? Can I come back? So it's really a nice program. And then we take a small group to Washington Elementary in Marysville about twice a month of our younger group of kids around age 5. And we experience some time in a kindergarten classroom. So we're trying to really expand the Lynx program. I would like to see it get even larger next year and in years to come. But, it's all going to be baby steps.
It's an evolution, that's
yes.
for sure. Phone number where people can call if they want more information?
My number is 810-455-4366.
All right, cool. Rory, thanks for coming
in.
Appreciate
you so
it. Much. Have a great summer.
Thanks.
Enjoy the Lynx program.
Thank you,
all
too.
Right.